Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Linda Mackerel, Adair Way. Good morning to you, Linda.
Good morning.
We want to talk about James Chuckwagon Day celebration. And, you know, Linda, the first thing I think we need to talk about, this used to be in July, but there's been a big change. So give us some background.
The history of Jesse James Chuckwagon Days is it began in June of 1955 on a Thursday evening, and it was named Chuckwagon Day at that time. In 1986, it was moved to the third weekend in July to coincide with the opening of the Jesse James Museum. The event was renamed Jesse James Chuckwagon Day at that time. Recently, the Chamber has been asked to move the celebration due to the fact that most years the celebration falls on the same weekend as the Adair County Fair.
Uh-huh.
Trying not to compete with the fair, the other area and other area town celebrations, we had to be patient for a couple years for a weekend to open up that would work for us. When the date did open up, we didn't waste any time in making our decision, and we moved the celebration back to June.
So it's the fourth. Will it continue to be the fourth Saturday, or is that sort of up in the air right now?
A little up in the air. Our plan is to keep it in June, but depending on, you know, our turnout and what have you,
uh-huh,
we'll just wait and see.
Okay. Well, and sometimes, you know, when you change things, you got to give it a little bit of time for people to get used to it. And, you know, it'll be
right.
Interesting to see if anybody shows up on the usual July date, because that's when it's always been. But
Right. And we've had a lot of class reunions and what have you that, you know, everybody's been very understanding. And, you know, they've changed their date right along
okay,
with us.
Okay,
so,
good.
So far, we've had a good response.
Oh, that's wonderful. And could be the weather will be beautiful on June 24th, and that's what we'd be hoping for. So Saturday,
yep,
June 24th is a 2017 date. What's
right.
going to be going on?
Okay, well, things kick off at 6:30 in the morning. The Lions Club will be serving a breakfast at the City Park Shelter House. At 7 o'clock, we're going to have a fun run walk sponsored by Hair Unlimited. Starts in the city park. We're going to have throughout the day farmers market and vendors in town. At 9:15, we're going to have the Chamber Kids Parade in the city park. They can start lining up at 9. Then at 9:30, we'll have the annual Chamber Baby Crawl and the Chamber Little Miss Jesse James and Little Mr. Gunslinger competition in the park. And then starting at 10:30, we have the big parade will start. And also there'll be the fire department will have a barbecue. The Methodist Church will be serving lunch. Then at noon starts, the Lions Club will have their snack shack in the city park. There will be a sand volleyball that will start in a tournament that will start in the city park. There's also a poker run starting at noon that is being brought to us by the Adair Fire Department. And then from 12:30 to 2:30, there's a car show and shine on Main Street. And then starting at 1 o'clock, we're going to have kids in activities in the park. We're going to have a tractor pull and a petting zoo. We're going to have a bounce house and a baseball inflatable. And then we're going to have Professor Von Air, a balloon artist in the park, to make balloon animals for all the kids. There'll be also be bingo from 1 to 3 in the park.
Looks like you got all ages covered there, Linda.
Yeah, we do.
I'm sorry. When I think of bingo, I usually think of perhaps a little older than the kids.
Yeah, the kids like it, too.
So I shouldn't have that perception that it's only for older folks. Anybody
right,
can play
exactly.
bingo. Yes. Okay.
Yeah, you're right. Yep.
And so that's going on in the park also?
Right.
Okay.
Right. And then at 5:30, we're going to have the Sugar Creek Cloggers perform. And they're going to be on the east end of Main Street, just west of the Napa store on the side street there. And then starting at 6 o'clock, we're going to have a food truck style meal. We're going to feature Iowa's Best Burger from the Chuckwagon restaurant in Adair. And we're going to have Iowa's Best Pizza from Zip's Pizzeria in Adair. And we're also going to have Wow Donuts.
Now, that's a new one to me. I've heard of, and we can come back and talk about this if you want. I've heard of the Best Burger and the Best Pizza, but I haven't heard of Wow Donuts.
Yep, nope, that's something new. A resident here in Adair, their parents just bought a donut truck, so they're going to come and serve donuts.
Wow, okay. Wow, yep. That's why it's called Wow, right? Because the reaction is, wow.
That is correct. Yep, and then last but not least, starting gates open at 7, music starts at 8. Brad Morgan's going to be performing on Main Street for a street dance. Brought to us by the Adair Fire Department.
Okay. Now, I think Brad Morgan has been at Jesse James Day before, correct?
Yes, he was here last year. Yeah. We had a really good crowd, and he is quite a showman. It was really, really entertaining.
Yes. As I recall, some of his family are from the Adair area, but he sings across the country. He's quite a performer. So, wow,
yep,
you bag the big ones. And
yeah.
A lot of work goes into this, doesn't it, Linda?
Yes, it does. It does. And, we have, in past years, have been a two-day celebration. And since we were making the move to June, we just decided we would condense it into the chamber portion of the event would be all on Saturday. So we're going to try that and see how that works for us.
Well, it's a jam-packed Saturday. You've got something going on from early in the morning till the band closes up at night, and something,
yes,
as I said, for all ages. And of course, one of the important things, lots of games and so on are important, but food is always important. And you've mentioned several different times and several different sources of food throughout the day.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Should be something for everyone.
Okay. Lunch, is there, I think you said the barbecue is sponsored by fire department. Is there something special about that barbecue? Is this something they do?
It's just something that they do every year. And,
okay.
And they always do well at it. They're,
yeah,
good,
well,
food. Yep.
That makes it special. They're experienced at it for sure.
Yeah, that's right.
And then the car show and shine, that's something, mm-hmm, that draws people from all across. I know they might come from who knows where in the United States.
Yeah, and I don't know which year this is for the car show. It's been going on for a long time. And
okay.
They always have a lot of cars. And,
mm-hmm,
and not only cars, but trucks, tractors, just anything,
yeah,
like that.
Motorcycles? Okay.
Also, yep.
Okay,
yep.
I want to, another thing I wanted to go back on, because some of these things happen in a number of places. But I don't know of anybody else that has the Mr. Gunslinger and the Miss Who. What's the other one?
It's Little Miss Jesse James,
yes,
and Little Mr. Gunslinger.
Yes.
Yes, and it's for kids age 4 to 7 can sign up, and then the two winners get to ride in the parade in a convertible.
That has to be a big treat for, I would think, most of those little kids doing this. And so,
yeah,
a great, yeah, opportunity. And then I know other places do this, but the baby crawl is something that not a lot of places do. Is that something that's gone on for several years also?
Yes. As long as I've been on the chamber, we've been doing the baby crawl.
Okay.
Yep.
Is this whole event sponsored by the chamber?
Most of the events are, but we have a lot of other community organizations that, like the bingo is brought to us by the Adair Women's Club. The Lions, they have their snacks shack. The fun run is sponsored by, Hair Unlimited. Marlene does that for us.
Okay.
A lot of different organizations pitch in and, come up with different ideas for fun things to do.
It takes a community to put on an event like this, for sure.
That's right.
Yes.
Yep.
Well,
yep.
Again, the date is?
Saturday, June 24th.
And that's a big move from a July date. And so this is the Jesse James Chuckwagon Day celebration. Everybody's invited. I'm sure we'll be hearing more about it, but we wanted to get it on people's calendar now so they know,
right,
about the change. So
We appreciate that.
Okay. Well, we want to thank you very much, Linda Mackerel, for visiting with us and cluing us into all of the things that are happening at Jesse James Chuckwagon Day on June 24th.
And okay. Thank you.
Until next time, here's a thought. It says, take time to deliberate, but when the time for action arrives, stop thinking and just do it.